This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump warned Americans to brace for a very horrendous number of coronavirus deaths in the coming days ahead of a rare speech by Queen Elizabeth II on Sunday aimed at rallying hard-hit Britain. The global deaths from the COVID-19 pandemic have soared past 60,000, with Europe continuing to bear the brunt of the virus, which has left roughly half the planet confined at home. There are now more than 1.2 million confirmed cases across the globe. Around 65,000 people have died since the virus first emerged in China late last year. According to a Johns Hopkins University's tally, Mr. Trump said the United States was entering a time that's going to be very horrendous with some really bad numbers. Experts and health officials who are trying to plan a response to the coronavirus outbreak are missing a critical piece of information. That's the number of healthcare workers who have tested positive for the disease. Washington State faced the first major outbreak of COVID-19 in the nation, but health officials have not kept track of how many doctors and nurses have the disease. In New York, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, also lacks infection figures for medical staff. Experts who create models for how the coronavirus will affect the country's healthcare system say they want the data to better determine how severely hospitals will be hit. President Trump suggested that he fired the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community in retaliation for impeachment, saying the official was wrong to provide an anonymous whistleblower complaint to Congress as the law requires. Mr. Trump called Michael Atkinson a disgrace after informing Congress late Friday night that he intended to fire him. In letters to the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, Mr. Trump wrote that he had lost confidence in Atkinson but gave little detail. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump talked to many U.S. pro sports leaders about the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Trump said Saturday that he's looking forward to the resumption of competitions as soon as we can. NBA, NHL, NFL, and Major League Baseball were all represented on a phone call by their commissioners. A person with direct knowledge of what was discussed on the call said that Mr. Trump believes the NFL season will start on time, September 10th, with fans in seats. The person spoke to the AP on the condition of anonymity because no discussion points from the call were to be revealed publicly. Some news media members of the public are calling former Navy aircraft carrier Captain Brent Crozier a hero, as a video of sailors aboard the vessel seeing him off as he left the ship went viral on social media Friday. Crozier had been relieved of command after writing a memo warning the U.S. Navy leadership about the novel coronavirus outbreak on board that ship. Video showed that a large crowd gathered to see Crozier off, clapping hands and chanting his name as their hero disembarked the ship, although Crozier was fired for poor judgment by the U.S. Department of Defense. According to a San Francisco Chronicle report on Tuesday, the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt carrier wrote a letter of four pages titled Request for Assistance in Response to COVID-19 Pandemic on Monday when nearly 100 sailors aboard had already been infected. Crozier said that the spread of the disease is ongoing and accelerating and requested to embark all of the sailors. A man in central Russia shot and killed five people for talking noisily at night under his windows. That's according to investigators on Sunday. The shootings took place in the region during a stay-at-home orders aimed at slowing the spread of the novel coronavirus. According to investigators, a 32-year-old man from the small town of Yalatma opened fire on the group of four young men and a woman who were talking loudly in the street under his windows at around 10 p.m. Saturday. Asian Americans are using social media to organize and fight back against racially motivated attacks during the coronavirus pandemic. A string of racist run-ins in the last 2 weeks has given rise to hashtags and online forums to report hate. FBI predicts the attacks will increase as infections grow in the U.S. Critics say that President Trump made things worse by calling COVID-19 the Chinese virus, although he later said that Asian Americans should not be blamed. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Broadcast.